I was contemplating leaving him locked outside, but I said, no, I better let Mel Shanley in. Good morning, Mel.
Good morning, Linda. How are you? Happy New Year to everyone in CRY.
We were just saying 28th of January.
I know.
Friday is the end of the month.
Frightening. Frightening.
So
this week's or this month's chat, because there's only a few days left in the month, there's still time, everybody. There's still time to get your plan for 2020, your financial plan for 2020, down on paper and put into action.
Because we're great, aren't we, as a nation, as a people? We are great at, when it comes into January, going, okay, here's my fitness goal. Here's what I'm going to eat. I'm going to lose this weight. I'm going to promise myself I'm going to do that. Or I'm going to get... I have never, ever heard anybody say, right, my financial resolution, that doesn't happen. Sure it doesn't.
No.
Maybe we should start doing it.
I know. But listen, we might have touched off it before in one of our shows. But I just want to concentrate just briefly on two things this morning, right? Debt and savings. Right.
Debt as in D-E-P-T. We're not getting morbid today.
D-E-B-T.
Yeah.
Owing money, loans, liabilities, whatever you want to call them, okay? So if you can just consider for a moment, there's two huge areas in your financial plan or your financial year that you have to be concerned about. One is, how much money do you owe? Now, maybe you're lucky and you don't owe any money. That's fantastic. But you, just to live, you kind of create debt. You know, you have to find money to pay for, you know, your mortgage, your rent, your clothes, your schooling, your home improvements, your renovations, your holidays, your social, whatever it is, you must find money for it, okay? So the first thing we'll talk about is the savings. So again, the financial goal for people that never save, or that are very poor at saving. We touched off it before about using the plan of taking 10% or 1/10 of everything that you get every day or every week or every month or every fortnight, however you get paid, whether it's social welfare, you know, employment scheme, whether you're in a super duper PAYE job where you're a hugely successful self-employed person, doesn't matter. Get into the habit with your financial plan for 2020 of taking 10% or 1/10 of that money and putting it someplace else that's hard to get at.
And that's the key, isn't it? It's the hard to get at, because it's very easy to put money to one side and then a bill pops up out of the blue and it's, I'll use my laser to pay for that, or I'll pull it from that account into that account and that'll pay for it. It's the access to it is key, really, isn't it?
Yeah. So we're a great location to have a fund like that is like the likes of a credit union or a post office or building society or even a bank where you have, but they're hard to get now, the old deposit accounts in a bank where you just have a book, because the banks obviously are in the business of trying to make money. So they're trying to sell you an account with a card or a checkbook or some kind of an easy access online banking type thing. So if you can set up some way or some system where whether you earn 100 euros a week or 1,000 euros a week, and however you earn it or receive it, if you can just say, right, straight off the top, day one, I'm taking 10% of that. So let's use 100 euros as an example. Take the 10 euros. And people say, oh, I can't afford it. Every single penny I have is accounted for. And like, I can't save a penny. And da, 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 da. Just try it. Just try it. That's the message this week, is to just try this. Just try this just for a few weeks and see. Even if it develops into a few months or whatever, just take that 10% off the top. If you can do it electronically and send it someplace where it's difficult for you to get it, right, or send it, or physically go and lodge it in another account someplace, that maybe put a joint signature on it for the crack, you know, a partner, spouse, even a child, joint signature, so that when you need to get your hand on money in a hurry, oh, I know there's 50 euros, I know there's 100 euros, I know there's 200 euros, I'll run in and I'll take it. Well, hang on a second, I actually have to get into the car and I have to drive to the credit union, which is 6 miles away, and I have to bring my auntie with me because I set up the account that I could only withdraw it with my auntie's signature and my own signature, or something mad like that. But just to try that, and you'd be astonished at the amount of savings. And it's the plan from the January plan really only see, you can see benefit for that when it comes to the summer and the autumn and at next Christmas, and you say, wow, look what I did during 2020 from a savings point of view.
And there's a lovely feeling in that, in coming up to Christmas, because when we spoke about this, and I think it was around summer of last year, and we were talking about Babylon, and that's where this whole thing came up, and you were telling the story of all of this. And off the back of that, I started doing that. I started doing exactly what you said there. Now, I didn't put it somewhere where I couldn't access it difficulty. I actually went and I set up another account, and I have it all electronically. So I have one account now for savings, and I have one account, I have a current account. Anyway, it came to Christmas this year, and it was the first Christmas in I don't know how long where I was actually able to say, do you know what? It's fine. The food shop is covered. The kids, it's all covered. It's all covered this year. Thank God. And it was a very little amount every week. I'm not talking big money. It was very little money every week. Yeah. But I got to Christmas. It was the first time where I just went into Christmas going, oh, it's all right. And I started January not being in debt because of it.
And that's the key. And anybody that... So let's move on to the debt now quickly, right? Because the debt is, and this is the horror month. And actually, ironically, over the next week or two is when the first visa bills start to come in for December.
Those dreaded visa
bills. Yeah, the 56 days, and people start, you know, rocking over and back at night in the dark, wondering, biting nails, how am I going to pay this?
Because it's a real pressure on people.
It's a huge problem.
Debt is a massive pressure on anyone's shoulders.
Yeah. So the message is, have a conversation, right? Now, I might trying to make this sound simple, but whoever or wherever you owe the money to, have a conversation. If you don't, if you do the ostrich on it and bury your head in the sand and think it's going to go away, it's not. Okay? Don't be afraid whether you owe money to a bank or a billing site or a credit union or a money lender or a credit card or a neighbour or a parent or brother or sister or the revenue. People are scared out of their wits to talk to anyone in the revenue. They think they're standing there with red tusks and a pitchfork waiting to, you know. But like, everybody is a human being. Everybody understands that there is debt there. And that if you can have an adult conversation, if you're over 18 years of age, have an adult conversation and say, look, I can't pay you all of that money now, but I'm putting a plan in place for 2020 of how I'm going to get rid of the money, the debt that I owe you. And for somebody that's owed money, that's really, really, really empowering. That, I mean, if I owed you €100 and I was dodging you and ducking your calls and dodging your letters and your thing, and instead I rang you up and I said, Linda, look, I can't pay you that €100 until February. And actually all I can do in February is I can pay you €25. But I can pay you €25 in February and in March and in April and in May. And then in June, I'll have the debt cleared. Is that okay? Now, you mightn't like it and you might say, no, Mel, I want my money. You owe me and pay me. I say, look, if you look for the money now, I'm going to have to default, or I'm going to have to say to you, sorry, I can't pay you, and I'm going to have to run and hide. But if you stick with me, I'm having a conversation with you, a grown-up conversation, that I owe you money and I want to pay you. And this is how I propose to do it. 9 times out of 10, the people will listen. They'll work with you. They'll help you. They'll understand that you're under pressure. But they'll also understand that you're a really stand-up person and you want to pay your debt.
Because at the end of the day, all the financial institutions would rather wait to get their money back than default on it and have to write it off the books.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is, and it's an awkward conversation. It's not a nice conversation.
No.
There is a sense of shame for some people that they have to do that.
Yeah.
But it is better, as you said, to be upfront and honest. You will feel better after the conversation. The person you owe the money to will feel better after the conversation. And it's one of those elephants in the rooms that has to be addressed.
Yep.
And sometimes it just has to be done. You spoke there about credit cards. And I've noticed recently that companies are starting again to advertise credit cards with a 0% interest on it for the first 12 months. And the tagline I've started to see again, it's reminiscence of old. Transfer your credit card balance over to a 0% interest, yada, yada, yada. Is that a good or a bad idea for anybody that is worried about their credit card?
You see, if you think about a credit card, what it is it's either it's either a high interest loan facility or an extortionately high rate of interest loan facility, okay? So if you're lucky enough to have good credit terms, personal credit terms in the first place, where an institution will actually give you a credit card, you're actually starting on the road of tarnishing your good credit name from day one, having your credit card. Like my personal experience, I actually haven't had a credit card for 20 years because I was a bad boy with a credit card 20 years ago, hit the limit. It took me 18 months to pay it. It was a goddamn nightmare. And I cut it up and I said, never, ever, ever again. Now, it's a huge problem, but I found when you look at it, the only problem with not having a credit card, in my opinion, is hiring a car when you're abroad.
Mm.
And that's not a problem for most people. But I travel a lot with work and it is a problem from time to time. But other than that, the Visa debit or the Revolut card are those new online cards that you can get solve all those problems. So really, really think hard about, do I actually really, really, really need a credit card to survive, right? And if I do, can I substitute the credit card and what it does with a Visa debit, or bring my savings plan for 2020 online here, where I'm going to get rid of this credit card for once and for all. I've €4,000 or €5,000 in rolling debt on this credit card for the last 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years.
Mm.
I'm never going to pay it. I can pay the monthly payment every time the bill comes in, but that's about it. And there's so much, they actually don't know how much credit card debt is out there, but it's estimated to be in the region of about 2 billion.
Crazy.
So the positive message this week or month is about, it's not too late. Like, use January for the fun of it. Use January as the month that you lay your foundation for the year down financial goals, right? And just pick those two goals, savings and then debt. So how am I going to put my financial goal in place to save? And I said, well, look, I'm in despair. I owe money and I only have X amount coming in every week. How can I save and how can I? You can actually do both. I'm just challenging you to try it. Just take the 10% off the top and put it away and then go and have the conversation with whoever you owe the money to and put some kind of a plan together. You can do both. And I can tell you, your chest will be beating by the middle of the year of what you've achieved. So I just wish that for everyone now for this month.
Yeah, absolutely. And as we always say, pick up the phone and ask if you're not sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mel, as always, thanks a million.
No bother, Linda. Thank you.
Probably be, 2021, the year will fly so much by the next time, but we'll see you again next month.
Okay, thanks.
Mel, thanks a million.
Cheers.